the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Got a nice note here. Thought I would share this on the podcast. It's from Jonathan. And he said, Brandt, hope you're doing well. My family and I are really looking forward to seeing you in Lynchburg this coming Thursday.
Oh, yay.
So that would be, in case you're listening this late, it was Thursday the
5th. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it goes well.
Oh, no, 4th. Sorry. Thursday fourth. The 4th. Okay. Yes.
My wife and I were going to come as a date night, but the kids kept hearing it being announced on the radio and said, hey, we should go to that. So now it's the four of us. Here's where I think it gets interesting. I had a question regarding the meet and greet. I know you've talked a few times about feeling strange in photos. Well, I do as well. What if we took a picture with our backs to the camera? That way we could make funny faces, do silly things. It wouldn't matter. I'm fine with doing a front one, but that's awkward. Cool. And so on. So here's the thing. I told him, like, that's very kind of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with photos.
Mm-hmm.
I have developed a smile.
Yes, you have.
And I nail it every time.
Yes,
don't I?
You do.
Have you noticed
you
that?
Do.
It's
yes,
the same
I have.
One.
And if they catch you off guard and you didn't have a chance to get the smile set,
yes,
you will say, let's do that again.
Yeah, let's do that again. Yeah, I'm going to set it up again. And I've worked on it because I don't like my smile, but that's normal. A lot of people don't like their smile. Mm-hmm. And but I got it set. Now
it's
I got to look.
Very good. Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Yes, every picture I see, I'm like, look at Brian Hansen exact smiling.
Same, exact same smile.
It's precise fantastic.
The same. It's kind of like Zoolander having to set up the Magnum, mm-hmm. or whatever. But mine's more smiley.
Yeah, and you said, did you do it in the mirror? Be honest.
I think so.
Did you?
No, I think I did it for a picture. And I'm like, okay, hmm. I may have, but it's anyway. Jonathan, I'm cool with it. I have a go-to look.
Okay.
So let me try it on you, and then.
And
we'll,
then if not, you if can. Not, he can be the person who
yeah,
says, "All right, back to the
fine,
camera."
But I'm cool with it. It took me a while, but I got it. Can't remember if we've mentioned this. Maybe we have on the podcast, but modern day miracles. Did we talk about that?
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I know you got stuff you're watching on Netflix or Amazon or whatever. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
This show is so good, but we don't have it on Netflix or Amazon. Cure made it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about what actually goes on inside Cure hospitals. If you don't care about Cure, that's okay. You don't know about Cure, that's okay. But if you're a believer and you want to have your faith, like, how do I say? I don't want to say restored.
No, but sometimes you just, it's like I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why I'm such a big fan of Cure just personally. I think it flips that switch for me. Like, I want to see for real. I'm tired of all the religious garbage. I'm tired of it. So I want to see for real, is Jesus real or not? And what do his followers look like now? If you're really following, like, what would that look like? How would that be good news for the world, really? And if you want to see what that looks like inside the hospitals, watch this video. It's like 46 minutes long. It's better than anything you watch on Netflix. It's very entertaining. It's very engrossing. Might start a bit slow before you get to know the kids. It takes a few minutes till you're like, oh, okay, I see what's going on here. And you get to follow three different kids.
Oh, that's good.
And their stories and see how they, you know, what their lives are like. And it is so good. Anyway, I just think it's worth watching. All the other stuff, some shows are good and some shows aren't, but man.
Where can I see it?
YouTube.
Okay.
So, I mean, I could send you a link if you want to ask me on Facebook or something.
Or tweet it out, maybe.
Yeah, I've done that. I'll do
okay.
that again.
Yeah.
But if you just search Modern Day Miracles and Cure International,
mm-hmm.
Modern Day Miracles, because it really is a miracle. And people will look at it and go, well, you're using science. It's not a miracle. It is a miracle on several levels. And you'll get a glimpse into that. very real. And there is very real supernatural stuff that happens, but it's not necessarily the way you think. But it really is a miracle. So you want to see, maybe you already support Cure and you want to know where your money's going.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to know why I keep talking about it. There you go. So it's worth watching. Sit down, make that your show you watch tonight or something. But it's Modern Day Miracles on YouTube. It's incredible. This is going to sound crazy, okay? I'm admitting it up front. A lot of people are going, that's the cheesiest thing I ever heard. But it's really not. How about...
I'm sorry.
I know. That's how they talk. They need critics. If someone's reasonable, but like if they like us, then they talk like this. They're
yes,
normal.
Yes. But the minute they turn that corner,
that's how we're reading your email. Hey,
you're not funny.
Dear
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I listened to your show. Hey, I don't like Sherry's laugh. It's just, and then B, you're
not funny.
You just.
Why are we?
I don't. Sorry. This was gonna.
It was gonna be so powerful.
I had a really good spiritual point.
All right, we'll regroup.
Okay, we're gonna regroup. We're gonna come back with a really good spiritual point.
At the risk of sounding cheesy, here we go. Some New Year's resolutions that are, how to say, like, influenced by Jesus.
Okay.
Thinking that he's not only the Son of God, but he's the smartest man who ever lived. And he knows how we're wired, and he knows where we actually find fulfillment. And it's not where we think. Okay, so things that he said would encourage. How about this? Turn around.
I explain that.
Well, instead of going down the path that it's about yourself, have the humility to say, I'm not going the right direction. Mm-hmm. Most people will just stick with whatever direction right off a cliff because that's my direction. But that's where pride gets you. So be humble enough to turn around, turn toward God. Be humble enough to admit that you're doing something wrong, okay?
Wow.
Not the end of the world.
And a lot of times we can also admit it and say, yeah, I know, but we don't turn around.
Right, we just keep walking.
Yeah.
So towards destruction. And even Noah is going to destroy us.
Yeah.
Have the humility to go, no, actually, going to change, going to turn around. This could be life-saving for you, if not physically life-saving, like spiritually. Okay, we'll try this again here. New Year's resolutions that are influenced by Jesus, stuff he actually said, could be really helpful. One of them is, how about this for New Year's resolution? Quit worrying about everything for crying out loud. All right? How about that one?
He said that. I don't know if he said the for crying out loud part.
It's close.
It is close. Yes, it is. You can hear the frustration.
He hit it pretty hard.
Yes.
And then repeatedly. And then at the end of it, it sounds like a little bit of a... He's like, look around. Look at the ravens. Yep. Says in Luke. He's like, look at the ravens. You think God's got taking care of them? He does. Look at the wildflowers. He takes care of them. And then he turns to him. He's like... Then he gets tender.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, don't be afraid, little flock. God loves you more than he loves them. Like, so it sounds a little bit frustrating. They're like, just would you quit being anxious for everything? So if this is someone who's trustworthy, and a lot of us will use that language, like, oh, I trust God. Okay, let's do it for real. Maybe 2018, the year I actually just trust him and quit worrying about everything. Here's another one. And no one is... popularly demanded these, but
they're very good.
They're coming at you. Thanks.
Yes, very good.
New Year's resolutions. Hey, it's good to lose weight, good to eat healthier, good to blah, 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 blah. Okay. New Year's resolutions influenced by Jesus, the stuff he actually said. If you want to try it, maybe a little too far out. How about this one? Show love to God this year by being wildly generous to the vulnerable. This is God's love language. He says, if you've done it to one of them, you've done it to him. And then he says, if you want to hold on to your own stuff, he actually says it's a good savings plan. Point blank. He says, if you want to, because stuff can happen here. You put it in an IRA or a 401k, that can disappear. You can, okay, so he actually said, if you give it to the vulnerable, you give it to the poor, the weak, people who are genuinely in need, you'll actually be storing up your treasure in heaven and nobody can get to it there. Like, they can't destroy your 401k there. So this is, he's actually being very practical, saying if you trust God, your stuff will be fine if you want to store it up over there. So just an idea, throwing that out there for 2018, kind of a Jesus-shaped resolution, be wildly generous to the poor. Fully aware that what I'm about to talk about is kind of a no-go zone. Because
is that why we're doing it on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we already did the UFO thing.
Uh-huh.
And to a lot of people, that's not going to make any sense. Although I did get some good feedback on that.
Did you?
People going, I didn't know where you were going there.
Yeah, see?
But it got real interesting.
That's how I felt. I went home and told my mom about it.
Really?
Yeah. And she was like, hey, girl, that makes sense. Like, when you're able to unpack
it. Your mom would understand.
Yes, she did. She wholeheartedly did.
Okay, so, yeah, the UFO thing, set that aside for a moment. There's another another thing.
That notwithstanding.
This is different because, not because it's weird, but because it's just boring to people. They don't want to hear about it, and that's depression. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to go on and on about it. But, man, I've been wrestling with it.
I don't think that's a no-go because I think there's way too many people who are dealing with it,
even if they
don't know they are.
I just don't want to be that guy that's always like down in the dumps again.
Yeah.
But so please don't hear it that way. But it hits you like a brick wall. It is me. For last month, I got nothing. I got nothing for anybody.
Mm.
My marriage is good. And I'm very thankful for my wife. I say that all the time. I mean it. So please don't take, everything's falling apart. It's not, but I don't want to get out of bed. Mm-hmm. I got no interest in walking down the stairs. I have no ambition to do anything. I've got nothing. I've got things I'm supposed to write for publications. I'm supposed to promote my book, and I don't have it. And I say,
mm-hmm.
So I've had to say, you know what? I can't do it. I got nothing. So there's a lot to say about that, but I did have an interaction yesterday with some people I really respect, and you should read their books, The Friesens, F-R-I-E-S-E-N-S. They're great psychologists, married couple.
Mm-hmm.
They're all about family, but they also have tons of wisdom, older couple.
I love them.
Yeah, and Sherry has gotten counsel from them as well. It's great, but they were in town, and we went to the Cracker Barrel, sat down, and she asked me a series of questions. My wife and I were just sitting there, and it's like, well, are you exercising? Like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I exercise all the time. Well, are you eating right? Like, better than you know. My eating habits are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the salad, the leafy vegetables that I'm ingesting is absurd. So I'm ticking all the boxes. Like, I'm doing everything right. Well, she said, have you been serving people lately?
Mm.
And that's something we've talked about on the show. Like, this is an antidote to depression. I even put it in my book.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, but sort of in a disembodied way, like on the radio or something.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, well, I want you to do two things this week. She says, this is what I tell everybody when they're dealing with this. Do two things this week out of the way for somebody else and then tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, thought of a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it. But one of my points, I guess, is I knew this to be true. But still needed somebody to tell me, like, you can get so... She's like, that helps you not be thinking about yourself all the time.
Mm.
It's true. You don't want to be thinking about yourself all the time.
Isn't that the beauty of wise counsel?
Yes.
And even that is hard to seek out when you're...
Nobody wants that.
In your own head and you... Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and then that's exactly right. So it's she's telling me to quit thinking about myself all the time. She's right. Conversely, I was listening to this guy doing a sports radio the other day, and he lives out in L.A. He's a big national sports guy. And he was saying, man, once I moved out to L.A., I never realized how many gurus there are. There are gurus and life coaches and this and, you know, trainers for this, life trainers and motivators. And he's like, they've all collected here in L.A. because there's so much money here.
Yeah.
But he said, they've all got the same. This guy's not a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but they've all got the same agenda, which is, it's all about you. It's all about your ego. They will play to your ego
mm-hmm.
to get your money because they know people love that if it's all about that. So they will tell you it's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
All these gurus. And he went down the list of Deepak Chopra or whoever, but all these other people. Ultimately, it's all about you. So we have this thing where we do want that. I do want my ego stroked. I do want people to tell me good things about me. I tend to go that direction. That's the path of least resistance.
Mm.
And then there's the Christian model of the church that's set up where you check your ego at the door and you have to let people say, quit thinking about yourself.
You esteem others higher than yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's hard to take. But that's why Christianity is not an individual sport.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. You've got to have somebody be able to say that. And I appreciate it. And I think it's true. So I'm going to do that. I immediately thought of a couple things. And it's funny because I knew it, but I still needed somebody to say it to me. Isn't that weird?
No, it's true, and that's why you have to surround yourself with wise counsel.
Yeah.
You really do.
Christian author write something but still needs someone to read it back to him. Isn't it?
That's all of us.
Yeah.
That's all of us. That's why God did the whole thing of write it here, write it there, write it here, write it there, because we're just so prone to forget it.
We're very forgetful, and our brains, I'm telling you, our minds are just wired to laziness and not going against our what we want, that our ego stroke. We go where our ego is stroked. That's where we want to be. And anyway, I appreciated her word, and I also wanted to remind you that we need reminded. I mean, this is why you cannot do this on your own. As frustrating as other people are, like, you've got to have wise people in your life saying stuff to you. Pretty sure this little feature we're doing on Jesus-shaped New Year's resolutions will sound crazy to everybody. Like, it'll sound crazy to religious people who aren't used to this kind of thing. And then non-religious people are like, Jesus. So we're covering all the bases here.
Everybody's mad.
Gonna think we're crazy.
Which is exactly how Jesus lived, right?
Exactly.
When he was on the earth, everybody was mad. Yeah.
That's totally right. All right. So here's a Jesus-shaped resolution for 2018. If you want to try, how about this is the year that you forgive people.
Ooh.
Everybody. And Jesus is on the cross, and people who they knew it was wrong to kill an innocent man. Okay. But they didn't understand the depth of what was going on, the depth of their own sinfulness, how messed up the world was. And Jesus is up there looking down, and he's going, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. How about that? Like, how about that sort of approach towards people? Even the ones you're like, yeah, but they do. Don't you understand? Like, I get it. I guess stuff from my own past, childhood or whatever, that could define me for the rest of my life. I'm not doing it. Like, I think he's got the wisdom. And every scientific study that comes out about forgiveness is healthy. And if unforgiveness will kill you. So how about it? Do something a little crazy. Believe in Jesus and his command to forgive other people, and actually do it. Life is better if we actually pay attention to the smartest man who ever lived, who knows how we're designed and knows how we're supposed to live together, and knows, so he's given us an example, showed us, told us things. We've been talking about some of the things he told us. But here's one thing, it's more about his example. I would say for 2018, it would be a good resolution for all of us to question our hurriedness. We're all in a hurry. I got it. Everybody's in a hurry. Question it. Look at Jesus and the way he lived, where he made space for people on the road and even took detours and had time. And you could be like, yeah, but I got important stuff to do. Yeah, he didn't. Jesus didn't. You do.
Your stuff is more important than his stuff.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I get it. Busy. We're all busy. And that's going to happen. It's okay to be busy. But to be in a hurry all the time, we might want to question that. Like, am I able to even be present with people? Because if not, it's really all about me. And there's something going on there. So I would just say, I'm not trying to fix everything, but just like for all of us, me too, the question, why the hurriedness all the time?
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.